This is the beginning of the end of Israel, the United States, and Western Europe. That's the conclusion that I've come to after interviewing multiple experts, including Dr. Francis Boyle, and I've got other interviews coming up. Just interviewed Steve Quayle as well. Interviewing former DIA intelligence analyst Jeffrey Prather coming up in another day. And I've engaged in a lot of research about history, including the USS Liberty. That's when Israel murdered 37 U.S. naval crew members on the USS Liberty in 1967, I believe. Israel deliberately tried to sink a U.S. naval vessel because it was collecting intelligence, signals intelligence, on Israel's war crimes, which have continued to this day, of course. So Israel is happy to murder U.S. military personnel when it's convenient to Israel. Israel is also happy to slaughter Christians, as it has been doing by bombing Christian churches, such as the Greek Orthodox Church that was just bombed in Gaza, as well as bombing Christian hospitals, such as the Al-Ahli Hospital, which was bombed by Israel as well as the Al-Quds Hospital, which is not a Christian hospital, but it just goes to show you that Israel will bomb hospitals, mosques, universities, clinics, or the grounds near them. So when I say they're bombing these hospitals, you know, in the Al-Ahli example, they bombed the parking lot with, well, it was an airburst weapon that also slaughtered hundreds of people sleeping in the courtyard. When it comes to Al-Quds, they bombed the roads surrounding kind of the grounds right around the hospital, causing some damage to the hospital itself. So Israel has a history of brutality, genocide, ethnic cleansing, and getting away with it all because of the protection of Western Europe and the protection of the United States. That protection is about to come to an end. And I have been very enthused to find out in just the last couple of days that far more Israelis and Jews are with me on this point than I initially thought. We are seeing Jewish voices for peace come out and denounce the violence, denounce the genocide. We are seeing Jews against genocide. We are seeing interviews from various rabbis and guests and people who live in Israel who are speaking out against this. And what I have learned is that the people of Israel are outraged against their own government. The lies and the corruption of Netanyahu and the fact that Netanyahu is taking Israel to war, and more Israelis are finding out or discovering that Netanyahu and the United States are putting all Israelis at risk with their vengeance actions, the slaughter of civilians in Gaza. This is putting more and more Israelis at risk, and that's why I have said on the record that the real anti-Semitism is those who want Israel to go to war, who are pushing for war. That's anti-Semitic, because that will result probably in the annihilation of perhaps millions of Israelis and attacks on Jewish people all over the world. Those who are pro-Semitic or in favor of the Jewish people, which includes myself, I am in favor of all people, including Jewish people. I believe that Jewish people have the right to safety and abundance and freedom and liberty. I also believe that about Palestinian people. It's a universal principle. But I am pro-Semitic because I'm calling for peace that would preserve the lives of everybody involved, including Jews in Israel. So, with that said, as the context, here's what's about to happen. Israel has grossly miscalculated its strength, and so has the United States. In truth, the U.S. and Israel are far weaker today compared to the strength of their neighbors than they ever were in 1967, or certainly in 73, or even in 1948 at the founding of Israel, which of course displaced 750,000 Palestinians on the day of the Nakba, the catastrophe. You know, Israel didn't just show up in empty land and plant a flag there and say, this is going to be Israel now. No, they murdered and stole the land of 750,000 Palestinians. That was the founding of modern-day Israel. It was founded on genocide, in case you're wondering. Well, the strength of Israel is entirely dependent on the strength of the United States, and the strength of the United States has reached an end point. When the dollar collapses, Israel collapses. And that day is rapidly approaching. The U.S. military has already essentially demonstrated to the world that it cannot win any wars. It can't even beat the sheep herders in Afghanistan. Certainly could not beat Russia in Ukraine. The U.S. military will not be able to beat all the Arabs in the Middle East, not by a long shot. And the U.S. military can't beat China, obviously. The U.S. military is neutered. It's woke. They can't even meet their recruitment targets. And the ones they do recruit are obese and woke snowflakes to a very large extent. You know, the U.S. military, sadly, has become more of an example of like transgenderism in the ranks rather than building effective, you know, fighting men who can get things done on the battlefield. I mean, it used to be that way. It's not that way anymore. And a lot of my veteran friends confirm that to me. They're astonished at what has happened in the military. So Israel is on thin ice and they don't realize it. And yet they are poking the bear. They're provoking Arabs by incessantly bombing hospitals, bombing schools, bombing churches, murdering civilians. There are over 4,000 Palestinians now dead because of Israeli bombings. Soon it will be triple the number of Israelis who were slaughtered by the Hamas terrorists who broke through on October 7th, but they only broke through because Israel stood down the IDF and allowed the terrorist attacks to take place. That was 100% an Israeli intelligence operation, just simply allowing Hamas to break through and carry out those heinous crimes. And, you know, for all we know, it wasn't all Hamas. There might have been other recruited people in that Israel recruited to carry out the more heinous crimes, you know, like so-called beheading children, which we're still not sure even happened. But killing civilians, it's a war crime. It's an atrocity. Whoever did the killing, they should be condemned. But Israel used that in order to justify its own genocide against the Palestinians, which it is now pursuing. But like I said, Israel has vastly overcalculated its strength and its position. And what's about to happen next is that Israel is going to launch into Gaza, and then Hezbollah is going to attack from the north, North Israel, South Lebanon, and then probably will be some cruise missiles from the U.S. Carrier groups, the strike force groups. I don't know what all ships carry the cruise missiles. Surely destroyers do, and other ships. And also bombs from the aircraft that are on the aircraft carriers and so on. The U.S. is going to get involved in this war. And then Iran is going to get involved. And Iran now has hypersonic missiles. I don't know if you knew that, but the trade embargo was just lifted by the U.N. against Iran so that Iran can have these missiles. And there's a very real risk that all at once, one or two hypersonic missiles, or maybe more, could take out the U.S. aircraft carriers, the Ford and the Eisenhower, both, in 1 minute, in one flash, and deal a stunning blow. I mean, that would be the end of the dollar. The dollar would collapse almost overnight. That would be the end of the illusion that the U.S. empire can project power and can dominate the world. The dollar would collapse the very next day. You'd be in hyperinflation in the United States. And then you would have Hezbollah and Syria and Jordanian troops, maybe Turkey, and many other groups just full force attacking Israel to overrun it now that the protection from the United States is gone. So, folks, there's a very real chance that this conflict ends Israel as we know it today. And it could very well end the U.S. dollar and end the perception that the U.S. military is viable anymore and can patrol the world and control the world and project power. So that's how things are shaping up. The U.S. and Israel have both grossly miscalculated this, and they're about to be dealt, I think, a very harsh lesson in history that will reverberate through the history books of all time. This is going to be the defeat of Israel and the United States and Western Europe. And it's because of the arrogance, the incompetence, the stupidity, and people like Joe Biden, who thinks he's Mr. Tough Guy, but he's actually a dementia patient, probably wears diapers. This is where we are headed. And if you don't see this coming, you're going to be probably wiped out by it. So get prepared, folks. Get prepared. I'll have a lot more coverage and interviews on all of this, so stay tuned. Naturalnews.com and also Brighteon.com. Take care.